Well, hello. You're back. How nice. So you would like to hear another story, would you? Well, wonderful. Let's see, what have we read together? We've read about Aladdin and his magic lamp and flying carpet. That was exciting. And we read about Hansel and Gretel in the forest and the gingerbread house. And remember the sorcerer's apprentice? Now, that was fun with the magic broom. And today, I think we'll read Peter and the Wolf. That's a special story. Story of a little boy named Peter, a bird, a duck, and a cat. You see, Peter, very, very clever, and he succeeded in capturing a wolf under the nose of his old grandfather and a band of sturdy hunters. Well, so you can better see the characters of the story, each one has his own special melody. Here's the melody for the cute little bird. Wasn't that a sweet little bird? And the bird and Peter had a friend, a little fat duckling who would waddle around. And here's his theme. And with Peter's friend, the bird, and the duck, they also had a smart little slinky cat. And here's the cat. So now you've met Peter and his friend, the bird, the duck, and the cat. You see, Peter lived in the forest in a very, very nice house with his grandfather. His grandfather was a big, sturdy old man with a big, full beard. And when he would walk around the house, he would sound like this. Later in the story, as Peter is looking for the wolf and finds him, he needs some help from some friends who live nearby. These are the hunters, and you can hear them marching through the woods. And of course, our story is about Peter and the scary, nasty, old gray big wolf. And here's what he will sound like. Well, now I think you've met all of the characters. Let's see, we've met the bird and the cat, the duck, big grandfather, the hunters in the woods, and the scary old wolf. And who's left? Oh, yes, we haven't met Peter yet. And here's Peter. Well, there we go. There was Peter. And now, I think you've met everybody, and I think we're ready to begin our story. So relax and sit back and enjoy the story of Peter and the Wolf. Thank you. one morning, as you see, Peter opened the gate and went out into the big, green, beautiful meadow. Garden, Peter found a big tree, and he looked up in the tree, and there was his little bird. Peter's friend was singing away. All is quiet, chirped the bird gaily. All is quiet. The bird was just happily chirping away, enjoying the beautiful day. And just then, the big fat duck waddled around. It was so happy to see Peter, and he decided he would come into the pond and take a nice swim in the meadow. Seeing the duck, the little bird flew down upon the grass and settled next to her and shrugged his shoulders. What kind of bird are you, if you can't fly? He said. So this the duck just replied. Well, what kind of bird are you, if you can't swim? And he dived right into the pond. They argued and argued and argued all afternoon, the duck swimming in the pond and the little bird hopping along the shore. As they were playing, something suddenly caught Peter's attention, and he looked. There he saw crawling through the grass his friend, the cat. So the cat thought, that bird is busy arguing. I'll just grab him. Stealthily, she crept toward him on his velvet paws. Look out, shouted Peter. And the bird immediately flew up into the tree, while the duck quacked at the cat from the middle of the pond. The cat walked around the tree and thought, is it worth climbing up so high? By the time I get there, the bird will just have flown away. Oh, me. Thank you. Well, the cat walked and circled the tree and looked at the bird and looked at the duck and said, no. And then he scampered away because just then Grandfather came out. Peter's grandfather was very angry at Peter because Peter had gone in the meadow.
That's a very dangerous place, Grandpa would say. If the wolf come out of the forest, then where would you be and what would you do?
But Peter paid no attention to his grandfather's words. You know, boys will be boys. And Peter, he wasn't afraid of wolves. But Grandfather, his look made Peter shake in his boots. He took Peter by the hand, locked the gate, and led him home. No sooner had Peter gone than, guess what? That big, angry, gray wolf came out of the forest. In a twinkling of the eye, the cat climbed into the tree, and the duck, well, quacked. In her excitement, she jumped out of the pond. No matter how hard the duck tried to waddle and run away, she just couldn't escape the wolf. He was getting nearer and nearer, almost catching her, and then suddenly he got her, and with one big gulp, he swallowed the duck. This is how things stood. There was the cat, sitting on one branch, the bird on the other, not too close to the cat, of course, and the wolf walking and lurking around and around the tree at the bottom, looking at them with hungry eyes. In the meantime, Peter, without the slightest fear, stood behind the gate watching. He suddenly got an idea. He ran home, got a strong rope, climbed up the high stone wall. You see, one of the branches of the tree around which the wolf was walking stretched out over the wall. So grabbing hold of the branch, Peter quietly climbed up onto the tree. He was quiet. There he said to the bird, "Fly down and circle over the wolf's head. Only take care that he doesn't catch you." The bird looked at Peter and said, "Oh, okay." Then he swooped down and flew over the wolf's head with his wings almost touching the wolf's nose. He was going side to side and back and forth, and the bird teased the wolf. And the wolf wanted to catch the bird so bad, but the bird was clever, more clever than the wolf, and the wolf simply couldn't do anything about it. Meanwhile, up in the tree, Peter had made a lasso, and carefully he was letting it down lower and lower and lower until finally he caught the wolf by the tail, and then he pulled the lasso oh so tight. Feeling himself caught, the wolf began to jump wildly around, trying to get loose. He jumped, but Peter had tied the other end of the rope onto the tree, and the wolf jumping only made the rope get tighter around his tail. Thank you. Well, just then the hunters came out of the woods, following the wolf they had been doing all afternoon. They found his trail, and they were shooting at him as they went. Peter, he yelled, don't shoot us. We have caught the wolf. Now help us take him to the zoo. Just imagine the triumphal procession, Peter at the head. After him, the hunters leading the wolf. And winding up the whole procession, well, the grandfather and, of course, his friend the cat. Grandfather shook his head and said, well, if Peter hadn't caught the wolf, then what would we have done? Above them flew the birdie, chirping merrily away. All is good, all is good. Peter said, look at what we've caught. And if you could listen very, very carefully, way over in the tree, you heard a small quack, quack, from the duck. He hadn't been swallowed after all, and everyone lived happily ever after.